in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things I always talk about on the week after a major holiday is what I call the HIB, H-I-B, the Holiday Information Bubble. I get as far away as I possibly can from politics, from the Sunday shows, but we also have an agreement that we will bring you the best of the Sunday shows. We do that on a regular basis. But I found it interesting over the weekend, Howie Kurtz with Fox was talking about the January 6th commission, and everybody and their brother, all the Democrats, all they could talk about all weekend long and into the holiday was the January 6th commission. Well, the fact is that Howie Kurtz had a really good take. He's a media guy, but I want you to listen. This is Howie Kurtz on Fox News Sunday talking about the January 6th commission report, and that it may blow up in the Dems' faces. This is from Fox News Sunday on Saturday here, or on Sunday.
The January 6th committee wrapping up, releasing its report, recommending these criminal referrals for the former president. Andy McCarthy writing over there at National Review says this: a criminal prosecution would be difficult, and the panel makes it harder still by giving Trump the defense that a politicized, Democrat-dominated committee pressured the Biden Justice Department to indict Biden's potential opponent in the 2024 election. Howie, the media spent a lot of time on these hearings and on this story this week. Does it in some way work to the former president's political advantage in the end?
Sure, because the last thing that the Justice Department wants is to appear to be working in concert with a committee that, let's face it, you know, it was totally anti-Trump, all Democrats and two anti-Trump Republicans. You know, this final session reminded me of a bunch of aging rockers stumbling their way onto the stage and playing a medley of their greatest hits. They literally just played snippets of past testimony, so there wasn't much new there. And this criminal referrals of Donald Trump, you know, was largely symbolic. The Justice Department is investigating Donald Trump on all sorts of things, from the top secret documents to January 6th and on and on and on. It really didn't need this act, but what it did was it got a tsunami of coverage, as you mentioned, and it put it enabled the committee to remind everybody what had happened, but I'm not sure it was good, except that Adam Schiff got to be on TV about 112 times.
Howie Kurtz, I love him. That's on Fox News Sunday, by the way, in case you missed it. Stick around, more to do. Oh, coming up, you know who's coming up next? Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. He's the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, just a smart dude. I'm going to ask him what he thinks of this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill that's got so much pork in it. Oh, my God. I like pork just like the next guy. But, man, this is a lot of pork. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out your conditions out there on area roadways, you know there's some cloudy conditions and a chance of rain out there, so watch for the slick roadways. But do expect some heavy volumes right now on Interstate 15 southbound, beginning around Oakey, and it's pretty much clogged up all the way up to Tropicana there on 15 South. You know those lane restrictions are going to be continuing in that area. It's just the beginning. Yeah, we'll have more time later to talk about Interstate 15 South around Tropicana. Look out for crashes southbound Jones at Desert End, northbound Nellis at Bonanza, and an incident eastbound Flamingo at University Center.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash. NFL, the Raiders will be home on Sunday to take on the red-hot San Francisco 49ers. Las Vegas has not been officially eliminated from the playoffs, but at 6-9, it'll take a lot of help. The Raiders are coming off a loss to Pittsburgh, while the Niners have won 8 in a row and are now led on offense by rookie quarterback Brock Purdy, who has won the last 4 games for San Francisco. College basketball, UNLV will face San Jose State Wednesday in California. The Rebels 11-1 on the season, coming off a win Thursday against Southern Miss. It's the Mountain West Conference opener for both teams, the Spartans at 9-4. And the Golden Knights will be in Los Angeles tonight as they take on the Kings. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KZMQ Talk Radio, done right.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get up to a $20 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus 2x O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The results of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're taking our look back at 2022, a look ahead to 2023. No better person to do it with than my friend Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 till 6 every afternoon right here on this very radio station. And Wayne, a major part of 2022 was an election that was less than satisfying here in the state of Nevada for a lot of folks. Your look back on 2022, what does it have in it?
Well, I mean, you know, there's always good and there's always bad. I mean, I think there were a lot of bad things that happened this year, and I think next year, which is coming up in just a few days, so next year is almost this year, I think 2023 promises to be even worse. I think a lot of bad things are on the way economically and maybe war-wise. I do believe that Biden's got us, you know, right in the middle of World War III, and I do believe it's going to break out in the new year. So, I mean, I've got some negative there, but I'll also give you some positive. Knowing all that, I still just had one of the nicest Christmases I've ever had, and I hope I can, you know, say the same thing about the whole holiday season. I mean, I had my family here, and my kids were here, and my wife Cindy was here, and she decorated my house like a Christmas wonderland. So beautiful. We should be on one of those holiday shows. I know one thing. I don't know if I have the most Christmas-decorated house in America, but I definitely have the talk shows. I don't think Sean Hannity or Tucker can keep up with Cindy. So I think it's the most Christmas-decorated Vegas house in all of America for conservative talk shows, especially a Jewish one. So gorgeous and like a Christmas tree, because every room has a Christmas tree in it. And my kids loved their presents, and I love Cindy got me some beautiful presents. I got her beautiful present. Everybody was really happy. And the only negative of Christmas was I had three of all four, because my son Hudson was trapped in Dallas. Plane flight got canceled, and there's no other flights for a week. You can't get out for a week if you're trapped somewhere. So he's not going to come home for the holidays. The first time, he's 22 years old and out in the workforce and doing great. It's the first time in 22 years I haven't seen my son for Christmas, but I had the other three. And he's doing, and by the way, he's doing great. He's with his girlfriend, so I'm sure he's probably happier than being with his father. So it all worked out okay. But so knowing how bad things are, I still had a wonderful Christmas, and I will have a wonderful new year, because you got to make the best of it. You know, I was just talking about that with Jim, you know, the man who does the news for AM 670, and he's a great guy with a great attitude, too. And he was saying, you got to make the best of it. And I was saying, you got to make the best of it. What are you going to do? You just keep fighting, and you just keep your spirit up, and you just try and be as positive as you could be. And I'm relentless. I will never let go of America, and I'll keep. We're right about at the end.
Well, now let me ask you, though. One thing that closed out the year, I think, on a real negative note, and that is the $1.7 trillion pork-laden omnibus spending bill.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about, A, what's in it? Do we still not know what's in it?
Well, first of all, it's 4,000 pages. So, I mean, I kind of pride myself on knowing a little bit about everything, and I do know a little bit about the omnibus bill, but, if you think I spent my Christmas holiday reading, you're very wrong. So I don't know everything that's in it, but I know that my argument has been for years that the country has been and is being given away by 4,000-page bills. You know, it's the same thing with Obamacare. Obamacare was a nightmare. To this day, nobody talks about it. You know, there's so many bad things going on. Nobody says a word about how horrible the healthcare system is. If you thought it was bad, but it's like saying, you know, things were bad before the Postal Service. Now we have mail delivered. No, it's worse now than it's ever been. The Postal Service is horrible. And healthcare was bad before Obamacare, but now it's 50 times worse. Whatever government tries to make better, they make far worse. And so, you know, and I told the story in your show once. So a good friend of mine went to the hospital a year ago, and it turned out they had a panic attack, but it seemed like he was having a heart attack. And I drove him to the hospital, so I'm very familiar with this story. It was an emergency. He lives two blocks away. I raced him to the hospital, and he stayed in the hospital for 22 hours, Kevin. So he wasn't even there for 22 hours. He stayed in the bed, had a few tests, checked out the next morning. They said, we can't find one thing wrong with you. You get a clean bill of health. It had to be a stress attack. It had to be a panic attack, something like that, because there's nothing wrong with you. And thank God he's okay. And then 2 weeks later, he got the bill. It was $115,000.
Wow.
22 hours. 22 hours in Summerlin Hospital. The bill was $115,000, including an MRI they claim was $35,000. So, you know, the next time you walk into an emergency room, understand that you're going to have a $50,000 to $100,000 bill. Gee, did Obamacare work? Does anyone want to tell me it worked? So same thing with an omnibus bill. What's the difference? Whatever they are, they're going to make your life much worse. Nothing government ever does makes your life better. Doesn't anyone get that? So just as an example, to me, the worst thing going on in America by a mile is the border. The border is the end of America. The whole world wants to come in. They're all poor, and they want money. It's just, you know what it's like? It's like one of those movies where they all want to board the boat to save their lives, but if too many get on the boat will sink. That's the perfect analogy to America. The world is full of 6 billion criminals and drug addicts and people who are sick with disease and people that are just poor, people that are never going to amount to anything. They all want to come to America because they think the streets are paved with gold. If you let every one of them in, our boat will sink and we all will die. Nobody gets that. We'll have a billion people, any of us. It's the end of America. So this bill has almost a half billion for us, for Middle Eastern countries, and
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We got a bad cell line. We're going to try and reestablish.
Oh.
We will do that all coming right up in just a minute. Stay with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Joining us, Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You'll hear him 3 to 6 every afternoon right here. I want to ask you, because the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill has me just mad as hell. And I've heard this from more than one or two of my friends, and they say the same thing. But yet we keep sending these people back to Congress. They disappoint us and disappoint us and disappoint us, and yet we still return them to office. What does that say about us as a society?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, you know, in other words, there's two ways to look at this. I could argue that the vast majority of Americans are idiots, Kevin. Or I could argue that elections are being rigged and fixed and stolen. And I choose Democrats. I think most Democrats are not too smart. But I do believe the silent majority of America, and every poll backs me up, is not only voting Republican, but voting Republican as if their life depends on it. We all realize our life depends on it, and we're coming out in very large numbers, and we're voting Republican, and polls show I'm on the right side of every single major issue. Name the issue, and I'm on the majority side in every single poll that I could see. There's no issue where I'm not on the majority side, yet we're losing elections. So elections are rigged. So it doesn't matter. If you don't fix the rigging, it doesn't matter whether you're on the right side or not, because you're always automatically on the wrong side. And then also, you know, there's like there's people in this state like Chuck. Elections, it's about not enough Republicans turning out because the leadership is doing a lousy job. And I would agree all over America, the leadership of the GOP is doing a horrible job. I would agree that if Republicans did more to kill the Republican Party in Nevada than anyone in history, and he was a two-time landslide winner as a Republican for governor, you'd think I'd be a fan of his. He was horrible. He's the reason the Republican Party is tied to mail-in ballots and no voter ID. He was a big part of it because you demoralize your own base if they keep voting Republican and the results are the same as if you voted Democrat. He put so many to effect. He allowed illegals to drive. He added Medicare to Obamacare. I can't even think of all the things. I had a list of like four. Brian Sandoval. And so same thing with the U.S. Senate now. You know, McConnell and company just voted for this omnibus bill, and they stabbed every Trump voter in the heart because in history, it's $410 million to border security for other countries, but no, it's another $45 billion of unaccountable money to Ukraine, to the Ukrainian mafia and the Ukrainian Nazis, and yet we're supposed to Trump voters who care about Ukraine. Only the people in Washington care about Ukraine because they're carving up the money once it gets outside the United States, and they're all grabbing a piece as sure as I'm standing here. It's such corruption, it's incredible. So they're killing the heart of the Republican. That's why people aren't voting enough Republican. And then elections are rigged in various ways that we lose by just enough to get in. And then they vote for more of this stuff with some help from rhino Republicans. So it's a bad situation all the way around.
You had 18 Republicans in the Senate voting for the omnibus spending bill. How do we discipline them from within, or should we be?
Well, you can't. In other words, I don't know if you know that I had President Trump as my guest. Was on every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So right here in Vegas, 9 a.m. every Saturday, my guest was President Trump. And for the holidays, I took a week off. So this coming Saturday will be a repeat of the same show. So if you didn't see it, President Trump is my guest this Saturday at 9 a.m. on Real America's Voice TV network. And you just go, you know, you could just go to realamericasvoice.com and you can watch the show this Saturday at 9 a.m. But I asked President Trump about it, and he said it's the worst thing that's ever happened that Republicans voted for this. He said Mitch McConnell's a horrible person. He's a horrible human being. And he believes that Mitch McConnell, somebody owns him. And I agree. I think China owns him. I think it's clear that he's being blackmailed. He always goes against the base of the Republican Party and supports things that stab us in the back and leave us to die on the battlefield. He's a terrible human being. And he's got all these other Republicans who he raises money for in his hip pocket. I asked him, why would any Republican go along with him? And Trump said, because he raises them lots of money. That's it. That's the only reason. It's basically bribery. You know, you can't get elected if Mitch McConnell doesn't give you $20 million. You need like 50 and he gives you 20 of it. You get elected. Now you have to vote his way on key issues, or he leaves you and abandons you and never gives you money again. So that's American politics, Kevin. So let's see you break that logjam. Let's see you stop that. I don't know how to stop it. They're traitors to their own party and their own base. And that's why people don't come out in the numbers, you know, with people who say that elections aren't rigged. I would say if we had an extra 50,000 voters in Nevada, Democrats would have come up with an extra 55,000 fake mail-in ballots to offset the 50,000. Elections are rigged and stolen, and Democrats are ruling elections. It doesn't mean they win all of them. I mean, they couldn't be, but it was close, and I'm sure they were trying up until the last minute to manufacture as many ballots as they could. They were able to overcome Laxalt and take the U.S. Senate, but they weren't able to overcome Joe Lombardo. So once in a while, we pull one off. But anyone who thinks we just did good in Nevada is delusional, because I believe the six races we needed the most, other than governor, we lost them all. We lost U.S. Senate. We lost Secretary of State. All three to win. We lost Attorney General. And we lost the U.S. In the six races we really needed. And then we won the governorship, thank God. So that's six out of seven we lost that were necessary for us to make some changes. And now we've got a governor who will be up against an all-Democrat legislature, so he'll never get anything passed. So, I mean, have we really achieved anything in Nevada? Really not. Let's just hope that with a governor like Lombardo, we won't be locked. Let's hope we won't be.
Wayne, I tell you what, we're going to let you go. Thank you so much. Happy New Year, my friend. We will talk with a better cell phone line and with more optimism coming up in 2023, even though we're being told we're headed into a recession, maybe worse than that. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 until 6 every afternoon. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on